Cross-border trade and guarding against terrorism bill signed into law. Texas border business, Washington, U.S. Senators John Cornyn, RTX, Tom Carper, DDA, James Lankford, ROK, and Maggie Hassan, DNH, released the following statements after their legislation to create a pilot program to strengthen the Customs Trade Partnership Against Terrorism, CTPAT, program was signed into law. In order for America to remain competitive in global markets, we must ensure our ports are open, efficient, and secure, said Senator Cornyn. This law will allow additional trusted trading partners to expedite shipments important to Texas's economy while protecting against illegal goods and national security threats. I am proud that the Bipartisan Customs Trade Partnership Against Terrorism, CTPAT, Pilot Program Act has been signed into law, said Senator Carper. This common-sense bill will improve the reliability and efficiency of our supply chains in expediting the customs clearance process for trusted merchants. Now that it's become law, the CTPAT pilot program will help reduce congestion at ports of entry and strengthen our national security. America's supply chain security is essential to keeping food on the table and businesses up and running, said Senator Lankford. This bill will create a new pilot program to strengthen standards for border security while streamlining our trade with other nations. I am glad that President Biden has signed this common-sense, bipartisan bill into law to help strengthen our supply chains and keep our country safe, secure, and free, said Senator Hassan. This bill will help our economy continue to thrive and stay competitive in today's ever-changing world. The legislation was introduced in the House by Representatives Morgan Luttrell, Texas 08, Alyssa Stotkin, MI-07, Marionette Miller-Meeks, IA-01, and Robert Menendez, NJ-08. Background: CTPAT was created as a part of the Safe Port Act of 2006 to support secure cross-border trade through a fast-track customs clearance process for trusted merchants who voluntarily submit themselves to enhanced security screening measures. The legislation would create a pilot program that would allow up to 20 trusted non-asset and asset-based, third-party logistic providers, 3PLs, to become CTPAT certified. The carrier companies would work with Customs and Border Protection to become CTPAT certified by meeting additional security requirements and participating in inspections throughout the cargo transit process.